Making it in business isn't about spreadsheets, this or that. It's about guts, tenacity, and above all, street smarts. Join Sarah Shaw as she talks with successful entrepreneurs about all the hard-won lessons they've learned on the mean streets of the business world. If you've ever felt stuck, stifled, or even just scared to get out there and make your mark, you'll learn how even the most successful entrepreneurs overcame failure and found the power to move forward. So forget about learning about business in school, because all you need to make it big is a street smart MBA. And here's your host, Sarah Shaw.
Hey there, it's Sarah Shaw from Get a Street Smart MBA. And I'm really psyched about today's interview. I am talking to Kelly Helfman, who's the Vice President and Brand Director of Magic, Fame, Accessories the Show, and Pool, which are all trade shows that are owned and run by UBM Fashion. And they have 15 plus experience. She's actually has got 15 years of experience in fashion, sales, marketing, design. She's had her own brands before. And they're just launching a children's club in Las Vegas and the FWD show in New York, which is merged with Fame. And so we are going to talk about all these trade shows, what it takes to get into one, and all the things that you need to know so you can make the most of a trade show. So Kelly, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you, having been an ex-trade show gal myself and not having done one for many years, but I always had so much fun at them and I love them so much. And it was such an opportunity to meet people, you know, and really interact with the buyers and the people who are buying your brand. And it's so, I think it's so great for brands to be able to meet people who they might talk to on the phone or, you know. So let's talk about, for those who don't know, what a trade show is and how they work.
Yeah, so really trade shows are B2B events. So specifically, let's say for our fashion trade shows, we're connecting the buyers and the brands, and it's all wholesale ordering. So let's say you have a product or a clothing line or an accessories brand. You come to a trade show, you take a booth space, and you show your line within this booth. And then the attendees are the buyers from stores or boutiques, anybody from, you can have somebody from a Costco or wholesale buyer to small mom and pop boutiques, and they literally go down the aisles and just look for a product that they want to carry in their store. And then so they would write a wholesale order with you, hopefully, and you would have a minimum, and then you would tell them when the ship date would be. So that's really, it's B2B wholesale ordering. You know, some of these trade shows are open to the public, but that's really not what a trade show is on the business side of it. So it's really a place like to do major business. We bring both the buyers and the brands together many times a year. We have options in both in New York and Las Vegas. And it's a way to get into stores. So the investment's so worth it. We bring thousands and thousands of different buyers of all sorts and kinds. Some of the attendees that are walking the floor, they want to make an appointment with you as a brand. And then some just walk by and find new and will pop in. So you get both walk-by traffic, as well as some appointments prior to the show, and you'll know who to expect. Yeah, it's really exciting. And, you know, there's trade shows that are really huge. I mean, we have one in Vegas that's almost 1 million square feet. And then we have real curated small trade shows that are very niche and specific to a market. And by the way, don't let the big ones intimidate you, because we kind of section them off. So like within our big trade show, we have 12 small trade shows within it. So a buyer who is coming from, let's say, the junior department at Nordstrom knows exactly where she needs to shop. She doesn't have to go to all of those million square feet. She knows what brand she needs to see and what segment of the market she needs to be at. Yeah, so it's really exciting. And you know what, trade shows also, I always like to say it's not necessarily just a buying trip. These stores and attendees are coming to get educated. We usually have educational, like, seminar series for them to learn more. They come to network. They come to meet the industry. So we're really just bringing the industry together. I mean, buyers are coming to you to pick up products, but they're also coming to network, to educate, to get inspired, see trends, all of that. So it's really worth their time, and they want to come. And then often They find the brands they love, like yours, and then they'll reorder throughout the year through you directly or through like a B2B wholesale online platform. Like we own one called Shop the Floor. There's many out there where you can, when a trade show's not going on, you can do your wholesale ordering throughout the year.
Oh, that's cool that you guys have that.
And yeah,
do you have to be an exhibitor to get on to Shop the Floor, or can anyone?
Yeah, it's mainly like an added value for our exhibitors, but we're definitely open to other brands as well, and we're expanding that platform. It's really great. I think that, you know, the trade shows are still so important because people want to come and touch and feel the product and see the quality. But then once they really find a brand they love, they know they can reorder that. But mainly attendees are coming to find new, right? Because they know the brands that they love. So like if I own a boutique and I know I love Free People, great. But I want to find the new hottest brand. So I come to a trade show to find you. And then once I know that your product does well in the store and it's moving, then we can reorder that throughout the year. But those online platforms, it's really good, you know. We, as a trade show, have evolved into both the digital experience and the on-site experience, which is needed.
Well, totally. And I mean, and I'm glad that you mentioned the, like, the face-to-face and how important that is, because I always felt, you know, I mean, the internet's fabulous, right? I mean, it's the most amazing thing ever. And being able to email stores, you know, boom, boom, I'm done, right? You know, you can send out whatever, 200 or 1,000 emails in 1 second, right? If you use a mass mailing system, but it's cold, right? It's not that warm. It's not warm and fuzzy to just get an email. I mean, if you know the brand and you're already buying from them and they're like, hey, want to reorder? That's one thing. But if you're trying to pursue and get new stores, right, to purchase from you, to have that face-to-face experience with people, you kind of can't beat that.
Relationship building, I just feel like, is huge in this industry. If you have a product and you're selling stores, they want to know you. They want to feel connected to you in a way. They love you as a person. They feel a little bit more faithful to go with your product as opposed to maybe your competitor. So I think that's all a part of the trade show experience as well, getting to meet you, see the person behind the brand, what it's about, and evolving those relationships to really keep loyal customers. Huge. So it's so important. And everything, you know, these days is about, you know, like you said, online is huge, but it's about the experience. And we really, in the trade show world, are delivering a full-blown experience to our attendees for both the brands and the buyers, quite frankly. I mean, we have so many perks for the people who have brands that take the booth as well as the people that are shopping the show. So
right. Exactly. Well, so speaking of the shows, how would one know? You guys have so many different shows. How would somebody pick the right show to attend if they had money for one show for the year? How would they know which one to choose?
Yeah, so we offer, you know, we have whether you're men's or women's. So if you're a men's brand, we have like 4 different markets that you can participate in a year, 2 in New York, 2 in Vegas. And then if you have a women's brand, we have 5 in New York a year and 2 in Vegas. And we have a team of like brand directors and brand leaders that can specifically talk to you and learn everything about your product. So wholesale price point, who your main competitors are, who you hang with at retail, who you want to sell, all those things. We'll ask you all those questions. And then we will suggest, we're almost like a consultant to you of, based on what you tell us, and we'll also look at the product online, like on a lookbook. We always ask for lookbooks or line sheets. And then based on all that information, we'll give you options. So we'll say, you know what, you definitely could work at, let's say, WWD. Your product is, you know, fast fashion. You can work at WWD Magic in Vegas twice a year or Fame in New York. And then we'll go over the price points, and you can pick and choose what's best for you. You know, Magic is more of an international show, so we get buyers from all over the world, where New York's a little bit more like curated and more domestic and East Coast. So we have a team of experts that act as consultants to our brand that will walk you through that and pick what is best for you. And, you know, later you can give out all my information. I can put them in contact with whoever you need. So let's say you're an accessories company that has jewelry that retails over $100. I know specifically what shows in New York and what shows in Vegas will work well for you. And sometimes the higher price point goods might do better in New York than in Vegas.
Right.
A buyers that shop New York are different from the buyers that shop Vegas. So these are all things that we will walk you through as a brand and make sure that we definitely recommend the correct shows for you and then, you know, work within your budget. Because we get it. You know, you can't do all, you can't do five New Yorks and two Vegas. So we really need to narrow it down for you and help you pick what's going to be best for your business.
Exactly. I can't believe I used to do five New York shows. They didn't have, no, all there was was magic in those days in Vegas, and magic wasn't right for my brand because it was, you know, it was too low end at that time.
Exactly. Exactly. So there, you know, there's different markets that are better for different price points. So we will take
right. That's so awesome that you guys do that. And so talk a little bit about the kinds of brands that, you know, would exhibit at the different kinds of shows. Like, you know, like what are the price points or for like for women's clothing or accessories, you know, at Magic in Vegas versus, you know, a show in New York?
Yeah. So I think number one, your company needs to be set up to be able to deliver, right? Because the most frustrating thing for a retailer shopping is if they fall in love with the brand and you can't produce. So make sure you're mm-hmm. set up in a way that you're going to be able to fulfill these deliveries, right? And you know
sure.
that. Like, you don't yeah. want to promise and then you don't deliver. And then all of a sudden, your reputation as a product or a brand kind of goes away because you couldn't fulfill that. So you want to make sure you're really prepared and you're going to be able to deliver what you promised to these buyers. So we have a bunch of different show brands. So let's start with Magic first in Vegas. It's twice a year. It's our mega show. It's world known as the largest apparel trade show in the world, apparel, accessories, footwear, sourcing, everything. So definitely, if you have a brand, you want to come check out sourcing because we have a bunch of references for manufacturers, trim, buttons, everything from all different countries. If you want to make in USA, you want to find new technologies, that's all in sourcing. In Vegas, we break it up for women's, let's say. We have more of a like commercial mass market show that everything retails below $100. And so think if you're anywhere from like product like Forever 21 and Zara up into like Sandra Roberts and Diff Eyewear, Free People, that is WWD Magic. And it's kind of the bulk of our business at Magic. It's really like commercial, retails mostly under $100. It's that sweet price point that a lot of boutiques buy. So that's where we suggest, and that's ready to wear, accessories, and we have some footwear in there. Footwear, we have a main show called FMP, and FMP is our footwear of all price points, and it's all put into one hall. So men's, women's, kids, at all price points goes into FMP. And then our higher-end women's in Vegas is Project Women's and Stitch, and that's a little bit more of a mature customer, more contemporary. So again, if you're like a Trina Turk or a Rebecca Minkoff, you're more retail over $100, we place you in Project Women's. Stitch is a more of a mature customer like a Karen Kane or a Johnny Woods. So we're merchandising the shows like a department store. It's like walking into Nordstrom's. You know exactly where your junior's department is. You know where your high-end accessories, you know where your lower-end, and so forth.
Right.
Does that make
Makes
sense?
It so much easier for buyers now, too.
Yeah, so you know, some buyers are now shopping high and low, and so they'll visit both Project Women's and WWD Magic, but for the most part, they really know who their customer is and where they need to go. So we make it super easy, and we actually have a show called Pool Trade Show that I run that is like very emerging designers, just starting out, really cool graphic tees, like handmade jewelry, that these brands, it's almost like an incubator for really new brands that are just testing the trade show market, which is really cool. It's both men's and women. So we even have an area for that. And like once you test the market and you're ready to graduate outside of Pool Trade Show, then you can exhibit within WWD Magic or Project Women. So we're really giving you a platform to test the market, which is cool. And even like
That's a so great.
Yeah, buyer like Urban Outfitters will go to Pool Trade Show and find like these really cool new kitschy brands to test. So we've had some great success stories there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then in New York, we have very similar. Like if you're a higher end brand, more of a contemporary designer like an Alison Olivia or a Theory, you would go to Coterie. And Coterie is kind of like our big name within the New York marketplace, much more higher end. And then we have for the more commercial mass market, lower price point brands that are under $100, we have Fame Trade Show. So again, we really make it clear for the buyers of where they need to shop. You know, sometimes a buyer that shops Fame, you know, and their whole store is under $100, they'll definitely like get some inspiration at Coterie from the higher end brands to see the trends and what's going on, and maybe they'll shop at the more fast fashion show and vice versa. So it's really great. There's a show for everybody. In terms of accessories, we have the same merchandising plan. So there's accessories within Project Women's, and there's an accessories show within WWD Magic, like a category. Does that make sense? I feel like I talk so much.
Totally. Totally makes sense. And it's, I mean, because when I used to do shows before you guys, you know, existed, it, mm-hmm. you know, the UBM, I mean, it was just, you know, you could, I had handbags, and then I was next to candles, and then I was next to, you know, things that could have been, you know, $15 or $500. It wasn't organized at all. It was kind of, you know,
we
first come, first serve, I guess,
sure.
with the booth.
Yeah, like, you're exactly right. If you have a necklace line and your necklaces are $300 retail, the last thing we want to do is put you next to a necklace line that's very similar, knocking you off, that's $25. So
exactly.
We have different accessory parts of the shows, so you're sitting with similar price points and you're competing with similar price points, so it makes it very clear. You know, something really exciting that we've recently got into, both gift and beauty was a natural extension for us as fashion trade shows. So now we've added those areas within our shows as well, because our stores were saying that they really want to pick up a little bit of gift or test some beauty within their stores. So now we launched in New York Beauty at Coterie, and at Magic we launched Glam. And so now the boutiques have a small curated area where they can pick up a few products, put it near the register, see how it goes, and test the market. And same with candles and luggage and accessories. I mean, we're really starting to get into more, because these boutiques kind of want to be a full lifestyle experience rather than just a, you know, apparel shop.
Sure. That's, I love that. I mean, just because, you know, sometimes when talking to my clients, you know, they're like, well, I should be in a clothing store. And it's like, well, you have this, you know, awesome item that could be seen as gift as well. You know, so it needs to go both ways. And I think sometimes designers sort of stigmatize themselves in a sense, or put themselves into one group when they could actually be put into even multiple groups of the kinds of things people buy for.
You're exactly right. And I feel like if you have, let's just say, a gift item, you sell candles, you're probably used to going to gift trade shows. Well, it's important to expand outside of that, not just get gift shops. So you want to go to apparel shows, so then you get that different buyer. Same with a beauty brand. Maybe you go to BeautyCon or Indie Beauty or Cosmoprof. But if you come to a show like Magic or Coterie, now all of a sudden you're getting this whole different database of buyers that are apparel shops that you can expand your distribution into. So it was a no-brainer for us. It's performed really well. We've just launched it within the past year, and I think it's something we're going to expand on.
That's awesome. So I wanted to ask a question. This just popped into my head. So
sure.
Do you guys, if somebody wanted to come to a show and have a booth but doesn't feel comfortable selling, is there an option for people like to pay for their own booth and get somebody else to sell for them? Because not everybody's good at selling, and some people just are really bad at it. Some people are too shy. Is there an option for something like that?
You know, it's not something we provide. We definitely, I mean, first and foremost, I believe that nobody can sell it best than the person who actually created the
mm-hmm.
product. So I hope that people would feel comfortable, but I get it. We have a lot of brands that will hire, like, temps or even, like, models. So they'll get, like, local models out in New York who wear the product and they sell it, and they're like really young, energetic, like maybe they're students at FITM or FIT, and they'll kind of train them on the product and they'll help that. That's really the only, I've heard of that happening, but it's not something we provide, because we really want the owners or the sales reps to be a part of that selling process, because you know best.
Mm-hmm. And what percentage do you think of the show is sales reps versus just people, you know, who don't have or who aren't represented by anybody yet?
Yeah, so it depends on the show. A show like Coterie in New York, a lot of those brands are part of showrooms in New York. So there's tons sure. of showroom booths with brands in it, and the showrooms are manning those booths with their reps. It's more common in the higher end contemporary market. With a show like WWD Magic or like Young Men's, and it's a lower price point, those brands typically come on their own and they're not part of showrooms. That model doesn't really work for them. So it just depends the different show. But think more the commercial mass market shows are represented by the actual brands, and the higher end shows, there's a big, big selection of showrooms and reps.
Got it. So it could be good to come walk the show, right? And if you're looking for a rep and you haven't been able to find one, if you came to walk the show, even if, you know, if you weren't exhibiting, you could walk the show, see if it's the right show for you, and even write down all the names of the showrooms that are there, and maybe, you know, contact them after the show or something, or leave your line sheet with them if they're not busy or something, so that you could try to look for a showroom.
Yes, I absolutely recommend and suggest people coming to walk the show before they actually exhibit. Like, do your homework. If you've never been, it's so important to see it before you arrive. We, for brands that are interested in exhibiting in the future, we give guest badges for you to walk the show, come see it, understand it. We definitely don't want to sell you into something that you don't know about. So if that's a possibility, that would be best case scenario for you to come walk the show. And yes, if you're walking Coterie, and you see a bunch of, you'll be able to tell in their showrooms because their booth sign will say like ABC showroom, and then it will list all the brands below. It will say, I carry this brand, and this brand. And you're like, you know what? My brand really could hang with those brands in that showroom booth. You know what? Yeah, make a note to contact this showroom because I see my brands working with those other brands because the showroom wants to, you know, wants to make sense as well. So that's a great tip, Sarah, is to take notes of the showrooms that look like they would make most sense and you can see it in person.
Yeah. And Kelly's generously offered up her contact information if you guys want to go walk one of the shows once you've looked at their website and kind of get an idea of the shows, or you can email her and tell her what your brand is and show her. She could suggest the shows that would be good for you. And just put Sarah Shaw referred me in the subject line, and she'll get back to you and make sure that you get a pass to the show that you want to go check out. So that's really awesome to
heard there. Help. And if I don't personally oversee that show, I'll put you in contact with the team that does to get you set up with a badge, and they can even give you a tour. So please reach out.
That's awesome. So talk a little bit about the process to get into one of the shows. So let's say somebody takes you up on this offer, they go check out Accessories the Show or something, or one of the pool shows, and they're like, yep, sign me up. How do I get in?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a process because we want to make sure we're placing you in the correct show because we have so many options and so many brands contact us. We're going to ask you all those questions, wholesale price point, brands you hang with, who you sell to, see the line sheet. In some cases for the higher end shows, we have screening applications and ask you to actually send in samples. That's only a few of our markets like Coterie. So we'll do all that homework, and then we'll refer you to which show and get you the contract and the show agreement with the pricing to go over all that with you to decide what size booth makes the most sense for you based on your budget and how many samples you're going to be bringing. Because, like, if you're a ready-to-wear booth, you can't have more than, like, 50 samples in a 10 by 10 booth. So, like, if you're bringing 150 samples, we need to make sure you at least have, you know, a 10 by 30. So we'll walk you through all of that. So the first step is to contact the show on ubmfashion.com. You can click on which show that you think you might be interested. We'll walk you through that process. And then if you contacted, let's say, Accessories the Show, and we think you're actually better for WWD Magic Accessories in Vegas, we'll then make that connection for you and pass along all your information in terms of, like, whatever you sent us, the line sheet and whatnot. So, and then we contract you, and so you officially are signed up. And then once we floor plan, we get you your booth number probably, you know, 6 weeks prior to the show for you to market yourself to your buyers that you want to see. So it's important for you to do that pre-show homework before you actually come and exhibit. So you want to make sure to reach out to some of your target stores that you like to see. Let them know you're going to be there. Let them know your booth number. Try to set up some appointments. Because if you have some appointments set each day, that's half the battle. And then the walk-by traffic's just a plus. So you have that out to the show, You'll let everybody know you're there, try to set some appointments, and then we help you through the process of operationally setting up. So shipping your products and, you know, merchandising your booth and moving in correctly and you know, moving out of the show and travel. And we have tons of hotel discounts and incentives. And so we have so many reps per show that can handhold you through that entire process. So rest assured, we will take you through it. We understand there's a lot of questions and anxieties about doing your first show, but it's so smooth. And then you'll be, you know, a professional after your first one.
Yeah, I remember when I did my first one. Luckily, it was with my showroom. I was so nervous. You know, they're just staring at me, and luckily they said they would provide me with some shelves. Because I had no idea, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. And I just showed up there with my weight and went into my booth and all my boxes were sitting in there. And I didn't really know how to merchandise it or, yeah, I was so green. It was pretty funny. But once you do one, then you're just an old hand at it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anything we can do to help, we'll walk you through it and make sure we're pretty, we understand all the questions that you'll have. So we'll probably answer them before you even ask. But even once we get there, to the show during setup, we have staff on site to help you with all of that.
That's so great. How do you guys have any kind of like advertising programs that people can be a part of just so that, you know, let's say they have a list of 200 potential stores they want to get into and they're only selling to maybe 30 stores at that time. So they're sending out all the emails on their own, you know, hey, we're going to be at XYZ show. But then do you, because you guys obviously have all the emails to all the buyers who are coming. And do you have any kind of promotional packages that people can buy, like for emails or on-site advertising or in the catalog or anything like that?
We do. There's a bunch of options. So definitely being a new brand to a show, you're highlighted in emails that are going out to all of our buyer database. So that's number one. That's just like a free added value. We want to highlight our new brands because that's the main reason why buyers are coming to the show to find new. So most likely you'll get that call out as a new brand at the show, and you can have the opportunity also to be part of the brand books, which are almost like magazines of our new brands coming to the show. Those are also emailed out to the buyer. So those are just add-ons, added values that are free to you, complimentary of you taking your booth space. Also social media promotion. We do a ton of that for new brands. Anything we can do to help drive some traffic to you and create the awareness. We also have, which is, so, and then for a fee, you can buy like ads in the show guides. And, you know, the show guides are in thousands of people's hands. They take them home. Those are very reasonable. And we have some, you know, very big sponsorships, like you can do the show bags, you can do meter boards. So those are all for a fee, and that's a sponsorship deck that we get to you if that's something you're interested in. But what's really incredible, and a lot of brands don't realize we have this service, is we have a retail relations team. It's a staff of over 10, and their sole job is just registering retailers and matchmaking you with the retailers. So often retailers, you know, they're registering people, it's getting them to come to the shows because we want to make sure that we have a lot of buyers on the show, so you guys are writing business. And the retailer will say, you know what, I'm looking for like fresh, new headwear lines. I want to buy like Panama hats or knit beanies. Can you refer me a bunch of brands I need to see? And so we'll pull a list of new, like beanie brands that they need to see at the show, of knit headwear. And we do the same for you guys. So let's say you want to see a specific list of buyers and it's really important. We'll try to match make you the best we can. So we have that service and those people. We do tons for the retailer. So we're constantly on the phones referring your business to people who are looking for, you know, specific products all the time. I mean, that's their sole job. And they're telling each and every buyer that they're registering about new brands, who's at the show, what you can find.
Dang.
Yeah,
that
it's
makes
like
you want to have a line again.
We're like,
what can I make so I can go and do all these cool things?
Yeah, we're like an in-house buying office that we're matchmaking.
Right.
So,
I love that.
Yeah.
And did you say that's a free service or that's a paid
service? That's a service that matchmaking is something we offer to our brands and buyers that are coming, and we you can ask your rep from the show about it, and we also have the retail relations team that is working with the buyers on that end. So yes, it's something we can definitely work with you, and it's an added value again. You also get, as a part of being an exhibitor at one of our shows, you get to be on shopthefloor.com, which is that online e-commerce platform, the B2B website, where these stores can wholesale order your product on this website all year round, 24/7, when an actual physical event is not happening. So that's also
an avenue. And does that involve a percentage? Like, do you pay a commission on that, or is that just straight?
There's a cost to, like a premium membership if you want to upgrade it.
Got it. Yeah, but you guys don't take a percentage like a sales rep?
Not yet. I don't think so, because a lot of those work that way, like Azure or Fashion Go.
Sure.
I don't believe we're there yet. I think there's just like a premium package for you to get more
exposure.
Yeah. And then at the different shows, Shop the Floor sets up photo studios where complimentary is you being a part of UBM Fashion. You get to actually have Shop the Floor take pictures of your product on models or on fixtures. So if you have sunglass companies, we'll actually, at no charge, take pictures of your sunglasses on models. Like, you can get all photography for free at the show while your product's there.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Let's talk about the media for a minute. So, so does the media attend the shows, and how would you know, like, who was there? I mean, is there like a sneaky way to know who's coming, or do you guys interact with the media at all and let them know about new brands or anything like that?
Yeah, so we have full on, we have in-house PR people that we work with, PR companies that are not in-house, and their sole job is to get press to the show, to get press for our brands. So sometimes we pitch stories. Let's say we have like an incredible amount of international brands at the show, or there's a denim story happening, or there's a Talani is bringing Nikki Hilton. Like, we're always pitching the press on reasons why to come. Mm-hmm. And then we have tons of press that we confirm prior to the show that actually come, and they're walking around looking for trends. They want to do like trend reports, cool new brands they saw. So there's tons of press exposure that you can also get at the show. I mean, we usually can provide a list, like for Magic will have like a list of 50 confirmed press outlets that are coming to the show, so you know. And then you can also, in our press lounge, leave some little booklets or pamphlets on your brand, so hoping that they pick it up and then maybe come visit you. But they're walking the show the whole time, and it could be potential exposure for you as well.
Yeah. We used to stand in the aisles and, like, look for the badges and then just be like, hey, want to come in and see our stuff?
Yeah, I know.
I have no shame, so.
For you, no, that makes you a great salesperson. So if I, like, launch Gift at Magic or Gift at Coterie, you know, that's a story that Women's Wear Daily wants to tell. And then they'll ask me, or they'll say, like, who are a few gift brands I should talk to talk about the market? Like, there you go. You know, you just got referred.
Right. That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys are so awesome. This is so great. So, Kelly, thank you. And I want to remind you guys, listen to the middle of the podcast where we tell you how you can email Kelly and the subject line that you could write, and she will put you in contact with the correct person to talk to about each of the different shows. So be sure to send her a link to your website and hopefully a link to your line sheet or lookbook, whatever you have, so that she can take a peek at that and make sure there's prices on it and make sure she knows whether they're wholesale or retail prices, preferably wholesale, and could be both. And she will get back to you, and you guys can have a great time walking one of these shows, and just so that you know exactly what it's going to look like and you don't, you know, feel uncomfortable when you get there. And you can also, it's really great to see how other people decorate their booths and how they trick them out. And right. Isn't that a great thing to look at?
Yes. Yes. It's so good, because some people you'll be able to tell who puts too much product, who merchandises it really beautifully, and it's easy to shop, keeping signage at a minimum, making it more about the product. So it's great to see all of that. Definitely, I suggest anybody who wants to come, try to walk it before. If not, don't worry. Rest assured, like, we'll walk you through the entire process. So again, reach out to me and I'll help you.
Yeah. Kelly, thank you so much. This was so fun to talk to you, and I'm going to have to get to New York or Vegas to one of these shows soon.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah. I will be in touch with you, and we'll talk about all the people who get in touch with you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to A Street Smart MBA with Sarah Shaw. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to get the latest episodes anytime, anywhere. And we'll see you on the next one.